Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hello again, Mike.
Why, hello there, Ian. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And last week, you left us with a challenge. Why don't we clear it up?
I said, start with the name Miss Scarlet. Change one letter to an A, and you can rearrange the letters to spell the two-word name, six letters, five letters, for something an expert might give for talented students. What is it?
If you swap the I for an A, you can rearrange those letters to spell master class.
You can indeed. All right, Ian, on October 23rd, 1739, Great Britain declared war on Spain, officially starting what became familiarly known as the War of Jenkins' Ear. Coined by historian Thomas Carlyle in the 19th century, the name derives from an incident in 1738 in which the commander of a Spanish patrol boat boarded an English ship suspected of smuggling and cut off the ear of Robert Jenkins, the ship's captain. A year later, after all diplomatic avenues had been exhausted, England sent a fleet to attack Spain. To commemorate Captain Jenkins's misfortune, this week I've brought questions about ears.
Okay, I'll listen up.
Taking its name from a street in Liverpool where John Lennon and Paul McCartney used to meet to catch a bus into the city, what title location in a 1967 Beatles hit is, quote, in my ears and in my eyes, there beneath the blue suburban skies?
That's Penny Lane.
It is Penny Lane. And the lyrics of that song suggest it is both sunny and raining and summer and winter at the same time. And so one critic suggests there's a possible LSD influence on McCartney's lyric writing during that time. Often found growing on the bark of elder trees, to the extent that its scientific name references Judas Iscariot, who purportedly hung himself from an elder tree, and popular as an ingredient in hot and sour soup in China, the wood ear is an edible species of what?
A mushroom?
It is a mushroom. Very good. And a bonus fact, the name for a person who studies mushrooms is a mycologist. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him, is the first line of a speech from Act 2, Scene 3 of William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. The speech is delivered to Brutus and the other conspirators in Caesar's death by whom?
Mr. Mark Antony.
Yes, Mark Antony is correct. And that line is quoted by Michael Palin, playing Pontius Pilate in the Monty Python movie Life of Brian. First appearing in serial form in a Belgian newspaper in the 1930s, The Broken Ear is the sixth installment in the comic series featuring Captain Haddock, Professor Calculus, and what title character? A reporter who travels the world with a fox terrier named Snowy.
Tintin.
It is Tintin, yes. Belgian is a big hint on that one. And Charles de Gaulle once said, really, my only international rival is Tintin. We're both little guys who won't be pushed around by the big guys. And finally, in the world of newspapers, an ear refers to a small area, often boxed in, to the left or the right of the nameplate on the front page. One of the most famous ears is, quote, all the news that's fit to print, which has appeared on the front page of every edition since October of 1896 of what major newspaper?
That's the New York Times.
Never heard of it. Well, hear ye, Ian went 5 for 5 this week. Why don't you sound off and write to us, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can listen to a replay of this week's show at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can also find some extra credit and this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase hearing aids. Rearrange the letters to spell a two-word phrase, four letters, seven letters, for something that happens during a brainstorming session. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, all the crosswords that are fit to print, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, let's get to work on that challenge and reconvene the quiz this time next week.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What'd you say?